Thank you, Bob, and welcome to all who have joined us on our second quarter call today. With me on the call today are all of the members of our new senior executive team, who I think you are all familiar with. This is Grant Isaac's first conference call as our Chief Financial Officer. Grant has been a member of Cameco's senior management team for some time and is now responsible for corporate strategy. His strategic insight will help us apply our financial strength to achieve our growth objectives. The other new member of our senior executive team, Alice Wong, is no stranger to the investor community, as she previously led our investor, corporate, and government relations group. In nearly 25 years of experience with Cameco, Alice has held senior positions in both the corporate and operational sides of the company and has built a broad and deep knowledge of our business. Since 2008, as Vice President Safety, Health, Environment, Quality, and Regulatory Relations, she has been responsible for dealing with one of Cameco's most important stakeholders, our regulators. Also with us in person, our Chief Operating Officer, Bob Steen, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Business Development, Ken Seitz, and Gary Chad, our Senior Vice President, Governance, Law, and Corporate Secretary. While there's been some change in Cameco's senior management team, some things remain the same. Each member of the team is committed to our core values, the safety of people and the environment, integrity, and excellence. And as a group, we remain committed to achieving Cameco's strategic goal of doubling our annual uranium production by 2018. With that, let me turn to our second quarter results. We are in line with our guidance for the year. As we previously advised, our uranium deliveries are heavily weighted to the second half of 2011, and in particular to the fourth quarter. Our sales guidance for 2011 has not changed since the beginning of the year, despite the events in Japan. We expect to deliver 31 to 33 million pounds of uranium to the market this year. We also expect revenue from our uranium segment to be 10 to 15% higher than in 2010, and that overall Cameco revenues will be up 5 to 10% this year. Most importantly, we produced 5.7 million pounds in the quarter just ended. This brings our mine production to 10.5 million pounds, back on track for the year. After 6 months, production at MacArthur River Key Lake has delivered 6.2 million pounds as projected in our plan. The only variance for the first 6 months is at Rabbit Lake, where the annual maintenance work began before the end of the second quarter. This was to accommodate the second phase of work in refurbishing the acid plant at the mill. We expect Rabbit Lake will make up the shortfall in the third and fourth quarters, and that Cameco's total production will meet our forecast for 2011. Cameco's existing mine and development assets in North America and Australia, plus our joint venture Inkai in Kazakhstan, all figure highly within the corporate strategy to double our uranium production by 2018 to about 40 million pounds annually. This increase, as we have noted in the past, will come from assets we already own. At Cigar Lake, we are making progress in developing the ore processing areas underground. The sinking of Shaft 2 has resumed, and we expect to break through to the development area on the 480-meter level before the end of the year. We have received approval of our mine development and water management plans for Cigar Lake. On breakthrough of Shaft 2, we can resume development of tunnels under the deposit. This, we think, reflects the confidence that our regulator has in the careful manner in which we have gone about sealing the mine, dewatering, and securing it. It is through this well-planned process that we expect to begin production at Cigar Lake by mid-2013. Other development projects such as Millennium and Kintyre continue to progress through our stage gate process. Cameco's strong team in corporate development also continues to scour the world for assets that will add to our portfolio of reserves and resources. Fact is, we continue to anticipate growth in demand, as we remain confident that the nuclear fuel business is growing, albeit with a pause for reflection and review in some countries. Clearly, the political decision made by Germany has had a negative effect. It's also clear that the future of the industry in Japan is currently uncertain, both politically and on the regulatory side. However, among almost all other long-established nuclear plant operators in the world, the German nuclear phase-out has not proven contagious. In the U.S., which remains the world's biggest user of nuclear power, the post-Fukushima review continues on a rational path. The early 90-day review by a special task force panel of the national regulator found no immediate safety issues with any of the 104 U.S. plants. Utilities have stated that implementing some of the changes proposed by the task force panel will not negatively affect long-term economics of existing plants. Even more positive, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's chairman stated that the technology in the new reactor designs proposed for Georgia and South Carolina, with their passive backup cooling systems, already addressed the main safety concerns that emerged from Fukushima. As a result, it is widely expected that there will be at least four new Generation 3 reactors under construction in the U.S. within a few years. That is in addition to the construction work being undertaken now by the Tennessee Valley Authority to complete the second unit at Watts Bar. In the United Kingdom, the groundwork has been laid for a number of new nuclear power stations that should be the backbone of the country's efforts to rebuild its aging electrical generating infrastructure. To look beyond the headlines from Europe and Japan, it's clear that the world's fastest growing economies are not backing away from their plans to have greatly increased nuclear power capacity as part of their energy mix. China today has 13 operating reactors, and post-Fukushima all have passed the Chinese safety inspections. By October, China plans to have completed safety checks on the 27 reactors currently under construction. There is growing consensus that because of the commonality of designs picked by China, the process for approving additional reactor sites will also resume. In India last month, concrete was poured for units 7 and 8 at a nuclear facility in the state of Rajasthan, using the country's indigenous heavy water pressurized reactor design. The head of the Indian State Nuclear Company has declared that plans will be going ahead for another 14 reactors of about 700 megawatts each. India is expected to have no trouble achieving its goal of doubling its installed nuclear generating capacity by 2018. It is true that the events at Fukushima have caused some countries to pause in their plans as they assess potential nuclear builds. Nevertheless, we still expect the world will have about 85 net new reactors by 2020, making this decade one of the greatest growth decades in nuclear power history. Our market projections for reactor builds do not yet factor in countries such as Saudi Arabia, which has only recently declared its intent for a large-scale nuclear power program. As you know, that country has concluded it must find other ways to generate electricity rather than burning a constantly increasing percentage of its petroleum production to supply domestic power needs. So as we have consistently said since March 11, Cameco sees solid fundamentals for the nuclear fuel business in the decade ahead and beyond. Not only do we see bright prospects in the years ahead, our ability to generate revenue is also rooted solidly in the here and now. With our extensive portfolio of long-term sales contracts, we are in the enviable position of being heavily committed until 2016. This provides Cameco with financial stability as we pursue our corporate growth strategy. At Cameco, we remain confident in the long-term fundamentals of the nuclear industry. Countries that must find ways to rapidly increase their energy production are maintaining their confidence that the next generation of nuclear power technology can be delivered, that the next generation of nuclear power technology can deliver the safe, clean, reliable power they need. For that reason, we at Cameco remain focused and committed to our strategy to double production and remain among the world's leading nuclear fuel suppliers. So with that, we would be pleased to answer any questions.